Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 390 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her recent time in College Station. What a surprise. We're going to talk about something that's been going on with Hazel, and we're going to talk about a little episode I had where I talked way too much. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that already. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is with Caroline Schenkel. We did a Q&A with her. We have one with Alex Hudson coming up. And we also have an episode that's a little bit of a make good because our Q&A last month didn't record, so we recorded a new Q&A. We also would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop. It's a great place to see so many of the things that we love and love to use. And that's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. And we hope you enjoy episode 390. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Listen, as Melanie knows, I have been on a trip down memory lane. Because I'm working on some stuff for a little farther into the summertime. And I have been so tickled listening to early podcast episodes. Just, my gosh, it's so bad. But still so much the same as it's ever been. I mean, it's just...
Just as professional as we ever were.
So professional.
Well, I got so tickled because I started looking on Spotify back at old episodes because I was going to kind of do same. And I laughed at the dates of them where it was like, here's a podcast. And then a year later, here's another podcast. We're back. And then another year later, hey, in what has now become an annual podcast, I'm like, listen, we were slow. We were slow to get going, is
we
what
really
I'm going
to
say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? Listening to the early ones, I feel like part of that, the number of legitimate interruptions. I just listened to one where Alex came in and was like, where's Daddy? And I was like, Daddy's in his office. Mm-hmm. What? Is he resting? No. No, he's working. I mean, like, it was just as young children do, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. We were in a totally different stage. And not to mention, those were dark years for my internet connection. You know
this
what I mean?
Is very
That's before true. Juan had come along and changed the internet dynamic for me. So there were just a lot of times where I was like, I can't do it because I can't call AT&T. It's going to be a whole situation. So we but look at us. We persevered. We overcame some obstacles. And
we
now
really
our
did.
Children are 20. So, you know.
21 here.
Yeah, I know.
God.
So.
Listen. Something else. I have to tell you, we waited a little bit today to record because our friend Larry, who's been our contractor for this kitchen project, was going to meet a service guy from the appliance company over here because there was this superficial kind of scratch. It wasn't a deep scratch, but we didn't want to do anything to it until we knew what to do on the top of the new range. Anyway, it's all fine now. They were able to get rid of the scratch. Easy breezy. It was really very simple. But I had in my head, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get Hazel in the back. I had texted Larry and I was like, the garage door's open. Y'all just come on in whenever you get here. Well, to back up a little bit, I woke up this morning with a hankering for vegetables. Like I cannot explain to you.
Okay.
I have not cooked a fresh vegetable in my own house in some time.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, going on 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and all of a sudden I remembered, oh my gosh, the Instant Pot. And I'm in a place now where I have countertops and I can put out the Instant Pot. I was like, oh my gosh, the Instant Pot. And then I was like, oh, I have a chuck roast in the freezer. Oh, I've got tomato sauce. Oh, I'm going to make soup. I've got black eyed peas. Like I was thinking all this stuff.
Look at you.
I was so excited about it. So I got the chuck roast out. I put it in the Instant Pot. I've got it cooking. I've pulled out the other stuff I'm going to put in the Instant Pot with it after the chuck roast cooks. But all that to say, the appliance guy didn't know my plan with Larry about y'all just come in through the garage door. So he rang the front doorbell, which of course sent Hazel into a frenzy.
Yes.
So I run out of here to get to the front door. And I'm so awkward in these kinds of situations anyway, because, and he comes in and his eyes are kind of big because he can hear the dog. And I was like, oh, the dog's in the bag back. It's fine. But for some reason, when we got to the kitchen, I felt the need to explain to him what I was doing with the Instant Pot. And I couldn't stop myself. He didn't care.
No.
But he's just trying to look at the stove. And I'm like, I woke up. I was Martha Hudson. I just wanted some vegetables. And so I had a chuck roast. And I just thought, well, I'll just throw this in the Instant Pot real quick. And he looks like somebody has like hit him with a bus out of nowhere. Because I've come on so strong. And so then I segue into there's a superficial scratch. And then we've also got these handles and we need to swap them out. And I can't stop myself. And in my head, I'm going, just be quiet. Quiet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mercifully, Larry came in the back door about that time. And I was like, okay, here's Larry. I'm going to leave y'all to it. And then I just got back here in my office again and just berated myself.
Yes,
because
yes.
I don't know why in those situations I feel the need to talk so much. What is that?
I don't know. It's you've got to fill the conversational gap. I would do the exact same thing. I don't know what it is. It's like you want everybody to feel welcome and it's all great and we're so glad that you're here and I'm going to over-explain everything. I don't know.
Let me tell you how I like to make soup, sir.
Yeah.
I think what really happened was he was earlier than Larry. Like Larry's been in this house hundreds of times.
Yeah.
But the appliance guy's earlier. And so in my mind, all I can think about is what if Larry doesn't get here for 10 minutes? I'm going to have to make conversation.
Yes. Yes. And so you were prepared. You were prepared.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I went in strong and thank goodness I only had to talk for about a minute before Larry got here. But my word, somebody needed to sedate me or something. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's the worst kind of, and I don't know why. I tend to do that exact same thing where like if I get in an Uber or a taxi, like I can't sit there in silence. I feel the pressure of I need them to like me and not think I'm rude. So I'm going to make conversation. What am I going to make conversation? I don't know. Dumb stuff. But it's like I can't. I don't know why I do that. Like why nobody cares, you know?
Listen, apparently, just like in Best in Show, I really can talk or not talk for hours about soup. So
that's
where
I
am.
It is what it is. I don't wear makeup every day, but when I do, some of my favorite products are for Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. It's clean, skin-loving ingredients. Their products feel foolproof, and they make it so easy for any skill level to apply. The other thing I love about Thrive Cosmetics is that they give back all year long. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. I love knowing that I can get beauty products, but I'm also giving back. One of my very favorite products of all time is the Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener. You can use it as a highlighter, you can use it as an eyeshadow, you can use it as eyeliner. It's this highlighter eyeshadow combo. It makes your eyes look effortless. It has 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with, so you can use as little or as much as you'd like. You can do a light shade like the Stella in the inner corner of your eyes to give you a glow. You can use a metallic shade all over your eyelid and blend for an easy smoky eye. I love the way it doesn't settle into creases. It's creamy. It goes on effortlessly. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 10% off your first order. Well, we are here. It is a rainy, stormy Monday. I woke up to an alert, a text. I was supposed to go meet my friend Catherine for lunch in Green, which is kind of halfway between Austin and San Antonio because she lives in Austin. But Perry said that there was hail. There were storms coming in from the west. He would recommend that I reschedule lunch. Caroline was going to drive back to College Station. So now we're waiting to see if the weather clears. But currently what it looks like is a big line of red that pretty much goes from west of San Antonio all the way to Houston. So we have had a kind of a pivot of a day because Perry's home. He's not working. Caroline's here. she is supposed to be at work tomorrow, so we're waiting to see what we're going to do with the weather. But listen, I don't mind a stormy Monday in the
whole. I do not either. Things. We're having one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ours is just rainy. But I'm wondering if your storms, what they'll do to the weather here in a day or so. Yeah. I always look to you as my weather forecaster because it does tend to come up and come over us, whatever y'all are getting. So I think that's what the Gulf does, right?
Yeah.
But it's rainy and I'm not mad about it. And I'm not, I've got to go get a grocery pickup order about 3:00. And I think that's my sole plan for the day. But I don't know if I've mentioned it. I've made some soup.
So. Yes, yes. Well, because you needed vegetables and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I really did.
Understandable.
So last week you went to College Station.
Yes. So Jackson, Gully's oldest, graduated from A&M, which, speaking of time flying, it's like, how did this happen? Like, it was, and I think I watched, because Jackson's always a year ahead of Caroline. So I was like, oh, this is going to be Caroline next year. Like,
crazy.
It's just crazy how fast it's gone, you know? Because it feels like in a lot of ways he just got there. So I went to College Station on Tuesday because they were having a family graduation party for him on Wednesday. Well, then I realized that the Aggie baseball team was playing Tuesday night. And I thought, what kind of person would I be if I didn't go in early for the baseball game?
Absolutely.
You know, and that was the day Caroline had finished finals. And so she was free. So I was like, hey, I'm going to come in. And so I came in, I stayed at the George, which was super fun. Loved that whole experience. I got there, they had a charcuterie board waiting for me in my room, which just... Oh. You want to talk about my love language.
I'm still sad that I didn't buy their candle. And I think I could probably buy it online. But I think sometimes about candle regrets in my life, as one does.
Yes.
And I do so love the smell of that hotel. And the candle was fantastic. But I just didn't have any room for it on that particular trip. So maybe when I'm there in November, I can get a candle.
Yes. Or are you going to be there? Oh, yeah, you are going to be there in November. I was just like, are you going to be there in November? That's right. Or maybe I could get you one ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I am there quite a bit.
I don't want to put anybody out. I'm just saying I have wanted that candle. I have thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, when I got back from Hotel Emma, I had the room spray.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that smell as well. So, you know, when you find a good hotel smell, you kind of got to see where it takes you.
It's so good. And I do love that the minute you walk in the George, it just smells so dreamy. You know, it adds to the whole experience. So got in town. Caroline and I went to the baseball game that night. Listen, we were playing Rice. We were undefeated in non-conference play this season, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. We didn't lose a Tuesday night game. And so we were playing Rice and it kind of started off a little slow. But I'm going to tell you that I think it was by the bottom of the sixth inning. Like, I think Rice walked home. I think they walked in maybe like 6 of our runs. Like, it got to the point, you know, and you know, we do the bubble machines when we score a run. And it got to the point where it's like, y'all, it doesn't even feel right that we're still doing bubbles for all these runs. You know, like they're just walking them in. It was painful. But the game was super fun. We had a great time doing that. And then Wednesday, we hung out, went to go eat brunch. And then we went to Jackson's graduation party, which was super fun. It was at Cooper's Barbecue. And it was just a bunch of his good friends and family. And we loved that. And then later that night, Caroline and I went back to the hotel. And my friend Tiffany, my college friend Tiffany, and her daughter Zoe, who's a senior at A&M, came and met us. And listen, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Like, we had the best time, and it was so fun getting to see, because Zoe and Caroline know each other, but they hadn't spent a lot of time together. Like, they're in kind of different groups and whatever, but just seeing the two of them just hit it off and laugh. And we were talking about, like, speaking of like little kid stuff, we got so tickled because I remembered, and this is an encouragement to those of you that might have young kids, and Zoe is Tiff's youngest daughter. So she's got two older daughters and then a son who's younger. But we were talking about Zoe, and I remember in kindergarten, like, Zoe had so much separation anxiety from Tiff that Tiff was like, y'all, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I don't know how I'm going to send her. And like, the teachers were doing all the stuff where they were like, just drop her off at the door. Never mind. Don't drop her off at the door. You're going to have to drop her off at the front of the school. Like, they were trying to help her manage it.
Aww.
And then Tiff said that she finally had read something. So she gave Zoe a locket with her picture in it and said, anytime during the day that you get sad or you miss mom, just look, open that up. And that's where my picture is and you can see me and it'll make you feel better. And then the teachers were like, hey, you're going to have to take away that locket because she just sits in front of her family wall picture and opens that locket and cries all day long.
Bless her. Oh,
I know. And I was like, and then we laughed because, and I thought this, it's you. And Zoe was like, I must have cried out all my tears because I haven't really cried again since. Like, I'm not a crier, but I cried all during kindergarten. And then we got tickled because we remembered that Caroline in kindergarten, I think it was right before Christmas break, basically told us and Mimi and Bops, like, hey, y'all can't come eat lunch with me anymore because I'm too sad when y'all leave. Like, she just advocated for herself, like, hey, just don't come. And so we were laughing so hard. And now like Zoe's moving halfway across the country to do an internship this summer. And Tiff was like, I didn't know that she would ever leave my side, you know? So
I remember the day that Caroline went to kindergarten because I called you. Mm-hmm. I like to check on you. And it was rough. It was rough going. It was not easy. Mm-hmm.
I think kindergarten might have been harder than when she left for college.
It was tough.
It was rough. So that half day that she was gone. So anyway, we had a great time and had so much fun just catching up. And, you know, it's just the grown-up kids are just so much fun. Like, we just laughed and had the best time and talked about all kinds of things. And so that was super fun. So then I drove back to San Antonio on Thursday, and then Caroline came home on Friday for Mother's Day weekend. And so she's been home all weekend. And listen, we've just cooked and hung out. I made chocolate chip cookies last night. We've watched TV shows. We've watched a lot of Aggie baseball, which I'm going to say we had a rough go on Friday and Saturday in Oxford. I feel like by this time, if you've been paying attention, you know how much I love AG1. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be simple, and that's why I love AG1. Y'all, I was taking so many supplements before I found AG1, and now I've been doing AG1 for a year, and I love how it's one scoop, once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, clear, ready to start my day. I can just tell I feel so much better, and my body functions so much better with my AG1. One of the things I love is that AG1 is always looking for how to do things better. They're at 52 iterations of their formula and counting. Their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best ingredients available. One of the things I've noticed is that my immune health is so much better, and part of that is because AG1 ingredients include vitamin C and zinc, so it's supporting my immune health. Perry and I have both said we have really not been sick since we started taking it. If there is one product that I would recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, no questions, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
I'm so sorry. You know, it's okay. I've told you already that some of my friends checked on you because if there's one thing we understand, it's the pain of a rebel loss.
Yes.
But, or I lost to the rebels, I should say. But that was hard. State was at Arkansas. And as I told you yesterday, I could sum up my pain in two words, which was relief pitching. It was rough. Mm-hmm. And it was rougher, I think, because we were ahead in like pretty much all weekend, and then we did win on Saturday, but you know, just we lost some leads because of just the relief pitching was not clicking. So it was tough. And Arkansas is a good team, but
they are a good team.
You know, it's that kind of thing where you just look and you go, okay, we were hitting well.
Yeah.
We had so many hits yesterday and then still lost that game by two. Yeah. And so
frustrating.
I know. It's frustrating.
I know. I feel like our bats have kind of gone a little cold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did the same thing against LSU the weekend before, where it's like all of a sudden, and then you come back, and I think we won Sunday's game 6-0, you know? So you're like, well, we figured something out. So, and Shane Sadeo was our starting pitcher yesterday, which I don't think he's ever been our starting pitcher. He's more of a closer or middle relief guy. And he came in and just dominated. Like, he just got, I think he's one of the SEC players of the week, and he had an incredible performance. So, you know, I don't know. Listen, I hope we pull it together. I hope we figured out. We have Arkansas in College Station this weekend. So that's going to be a huge series in terms of, it'll just be interesting to see how we do and how we bounce back. I feel like we always play better at Olsen. So, sure. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens.
State plays Missouri in Starkville.
Okay.
So hopefully that will go fine. I just, you know, it's the whole, man, it's the pitching. And, you know, I mean, State's kind of the same. We've swapped out a little bit on Sundays in terms of who's pitching, and actually had a great starter yesterday a great start yesterday from Pico Khan, but it just, I don't know if I mentioned it, but the relievers were having a hard time.
Yeah.
And I start getting real decisive about when somebody needs to come out. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I really have learned over the years of playing college baseball, the rhythms of the game.
Yes. But I
start to make a lot of real firm decisions about when somebody needs to pull somebody. Mm-hmm. And then I get frustrated when clearly nobody's listening to me.
Yeah.
So finally, there was a point yesterday where Alex and I made a deal and we were like, okay, if we walk one more person, we're going to have to walk away for a second. And we did.
Yeah,
it was just, I get that. It was the way to make it through without completely surrendering your whole mood to a group of college guys who are playing a game.
Yes.
On the weekend.
With a ball.
Mm-hmm. With a ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should not be that gut-wrenching, but yet it is. It is. But yeah, so we did that. Now, Thursday night, I came back in town Thursday night. Perry and I were invited to go have dinner with some friends, and it was over at our friend, Brandon and Aaron's house. Mm-hmm. And they have recently redone. It was her grandparents' house. It's the house that her dad grew up in. And I'm going to tell you, if ever there was a Sophie Hudson house.
Oh,
it is this house, because they have done the best job of, it is so retro. Like, I walked in, first of all, I'm going to tell you that Brandon was behind the bar making, shaking martinis when I walked in. And I was like, well, and I mean, it is the most Mad Men-esque house. Like, they've done it. It's so retro and so cool, but like still so modern and just perfection. And like, I walked in and I was like, well, I'm going to have this martini and probably going to need to smoke a cigarette after dinner. Like, it just.
Yes. Does anybody have a cigarette holder? Yes. I prefer a cigarette holder when I smoke my cigarettes.
Yeah. Have I ever smoked a cigarette after dinner? No, but this house felt like that whole vibe. But I loved it so much. Like, if it wouldn't have been weird, I was like, I really wanted to take pictures to send you because you would love it so much. But the way they've done the bar, I know I'm gonna have to get a picture, because like the way they preserve, like, it's kind of some wood paneling, but then the bar kind of lights up, and then they have this great like 1950s picture of her grandparents like at a party, and it just, I mean, it was so cool. So I loved seeing their house. I mean, dinner was great and we had so much fun with them, but the house was just fantastic. It was like one of my favorite houses I've been in a long time. And I kept thinking of you because it's just so that, you know, we love that 50s, 60s vibe.
Oh gosh, I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I haven't told you this, I don't think. So, you know, like a couple of months ago, I got one of my favorite rugs I've ever had, this like groovy multicolored shag rug that I put in the den off of our kitchen. I love it so much. And I told David this past week, I was like, hey, I'm going to have to get rid of that rug because Hazel hides things in it.
Oh, no.
And because she hides things in it, there have been a couple of times where I thought, well, I've just lost a toe.
Yes.
I don't know what that was, but I am one less toe than I was when I walked into this room. And so I did order a new rug for it. And I like the new rug a lot. I haven't put it out yet, but I'm a little sad about losing the shag rug.
Yeah.
But I will say that redoing the kitchen it still fits with our house, but it's for sure the most subdued anything I've ever done. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Like in this house, in terms of, it's just classic. I didn't do anything super tricky. And unless you consider all the brass that's in there now, but that's not tricky. That's just, you know, that was just a choice. But so I feel an obligation with the den that's off the kitchen. I gotta really bring my A game, you know, because I don't want to lose the feel of this house. And the kitchen very much fits. It's just, it, you know, it's new. And
yeah,
there's just not a lot in a house that was built in 1974 that's new. So
yeah, yeah. Now I get it. It's a whole, one of the things that they loved is their flooring. And I feel like all the houses around here all have hardwood floors is a lot, but they had done all their flooring was like terrazzo tile.
So and good.
It was so good. Like it made me, I was like, this is not the vibe at all of my house. I live in a cottage house. It doesn't go, but I wanted it so bad. Like it yeah. just, man, yeah. it was fantastic. So
yeah, our old countertops had kind of a terrazzo tile mm-hmm. look to them and I loved them, mm-hmm. but you know, we couldn't save them. And I was going strictly with remnants for new countertops because cheaper. And I really love what I got. I really do. But yeah. But I have thought fondly about those countertops for sure. Yeah, I think Alex must be leaving because Hazel is barking up a storm. So
Hazel's we'll had a big morning.
She's really had a big morning.
She's had a big morning. It's a yeah. lot going on. Okay, here's something. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. You probably can't think of one unless you already own Honey Love. Today's sponsor, Honey Love, has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honey Love's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminate the need for underwire without sacrificing the lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that is so soft, it feels like a second skin. I can't say enough about how much I love my Honey Love bras. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable that you'll forget you're wearing it. That is a true story. I'm not exaggerating. It is time to clean out your bra drawer and treat yourself to some really good, comfortable bras. For a limited time only, you can get Honey Love on sale. You can get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bigboo. Support the Big Boo cast and check them out at honeylove.com/bigboo. You know that feeling when you get home and you can take your bra off? With Honey Love, you'll never experience that again. Their bestseller, the crossover bra, is so comfortable. It is going to be your new go-to. And if you're tired of bras that cause bulging in the back, Honey Love's bras are designed with back-smoothing fabric to prevent bra bulge. They also have more than bras. They have comfortable shapewear, tanks, and leggings for everyday support. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bigboo. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/bigboo. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it. The other thing that I have really been thinking about, and listen, y'all just take this in stride, because have I bought swivel chairs yet? No, I haven't. But the other thing that now I feel like I'm on a mission is I think I may want a new dining room table.
I'm sorry, what?
I think I may want a new dining room table. I've had same one. Well, you know, I've had the same one since, it was our first major purchase as a married couple. So if we're doing the math, that means that was probably 26 years ago.
Okay.
So it feels like, and it's like a French country farmhouse table. It's gotten real scratched up. I mean, like I'm saying, this table has seen some things. It's lived some life. Mm-hmm, And I don't know. I looked and I think it was being at Aaron's house. I was like, they had this beautiful like oval dining room table that was like mm-hmm. long, and it was oval, and it had this like gold inlay that went around the, and I just was like, you know what, maybe I want a new dining room table. Maybe I want an oval dining room table. I don't know. Maybe you do.
Well, I can't wait to see where this leads.
Well, I don't know that it's going to lead anywhere anytime soon, but I'm just saying all of a sudden I have the itch, and I haven't, where it's like I kind of want to change up some stuff in my living room and my dining room. And so I don't know. We'll see what happens. But house stuff, I get real stressed out because I'm real indecisive and it feels like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, because if you get a bad table, that's not like ordering a shirt that it turns out you don't like. It's like you're stuck.
Yeah. That's a high commitment item for sure.
It is.
I mean,
it is.
You want to get it right.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just something I'm pondering in my heart right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, last Thursday, I think it was Thursday, maybe it was Wednesday. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But my sister came over for us to kind of figure out what was going to go where in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're probably 95% there. It's like outlet covers, a cover to go on the back of the downdraft. It's just some little things, you know. Mm-hmm. I can move back in. And so I wanted her to come over to help me figure out what was going to go where. And I thought it was going to be super overwhelming because, again, that's a lot of decisions. Yeah. But it was so much fun. I loved it because I've gotten, you know, I got new stainless. I got new plates. Mm-hmm. I got new glasses. I had some new stuff that I hadn't been able to use yet. And so getting all that stuff like in the cabinets and figuring out what cabinets were going to be used for what. And I have so many drawers now. Yeah. And that was delightful to figure out how to, like the things I can get in those drawers. I have four giant Dutch ovens in my bottom drawer, in like the main, the biggest bottom drawer, which is, that's a lot of Dutch ovens. Lot.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
So I loved that.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, it was good times. So after we got all that stuff squared away, I said, well, the next thing I need to do is I need to clean out in the laundry room because we have a good bit of cabinetry in our laundry room. And I knew that that's where I wanted to put like the small appliances that I only use, you know, every so often. Like I don't use a blender twice a year. I'm not a big blender person, but I need a blender. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I had to clean all that out. And that's what I did on Saturday was I cleaned out that laundry room and cleaned out those cabinets. And so I don't know of anything that makes a bigger difference for what's going on in my head than to clean out a room.
I 100%. It's the best feeling in the whole world.
It's the best feeling. So anyway, so I got all that cleaned out. I got the small appliances kind of moved in. I feel like we're really teed up where maybe I'll be able to cook a meal maybe this weekend. I don't know. They're coming tomorrow to paint all the, you know, the molding and our house has so much molding in it. Whoever built this house was really a fan of a variety of moldings and trims.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a deal. That's going to take them a couple of days, I think, to get all that painting done and to do those last few things. But we're real close. We're real close. Okay. It's so pretty. I'm so glad we did it.
Love it.
But it's, you know, it's time for that room to really fully function again. So,
yeah, no, I get it. It's time. I mean, you think you've been without it for what? Over a month.
Yeah. I think it's been 6 weeks, which in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad.
No.
I went late Saturday night. It was sometime. Yeah. It was Saturday night. Why do I always have to have the day? It doesn't matter. I went at some point in time.
Yes, but that's okay. That's okay.
To Home Goods because I wanted a few little things like I needed a new sifter. When I pulled my sifter out to put it back in the cabinet, it's my mama's sifter. So, you know, it's been in service for a really long time. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep this because it was mama's, but I want a new sifter. So, I went and got that at Home Goods and a couple of other little things. And for some reason, that sort of $30-ish Home Goods run also makes me feel like a new person. I got some new measuring spoons.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that was good. And anyway, but I like how everything's set up. It makes sense to me. And I'm so glad that I cleaned out as I was taking stuff out of the cabinets because it was so much easier to move back in, you know?
Oh yeah, so, for sure. No, I think there's nothing that feels better because it's like a fresh start, you know, like it's a fresh start. The possibilities are endless for where that kitchen could take you and what could be achieved in that kitchen.
I did think about you yesterday though, because pretty much I don't know how many times I sprayed and wiped down those new kitchen counters, but I would venture maybe 10.
Yeah.
I was on top of it. I don't want any clutter. I don't want anything on the countertops that's not supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Don't anybody leave anything there because it's a hold in place. Like I need it to be like all tidied and straightened up. So we'll see how long that lasts. But
yeah, no, I get it. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for clean eating. It delivers pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients. Green Chef sends organic fresh produce, responsibly sourced proteins, and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a clean routine. You can find recipes for whatever your lifestyle is, including Mediterranean, plant-based, gluten-free, protein-packed, keto, calorie-smart, and gut health. Spring into healthy habits the easy way with nutritious recipes from the number one meal kit for clean eating. Nourish your body with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes. Their produce is fresh, it's organic, it's seasonal. It brings the flavors of the farmer's market directly to your door. And every Green Chef customer gets a free session with their registered dietitians. You can sign up and start your journey towards better health today. Green Chef has been such a lifesaver for us because we are trying to eat healthier, but I don't want to spend a lot of time thinking about what to cook or what's healthy or shopping for ingredients or spending time in the kitchen. Basically, I want a healthy meal to almost magically appear, and that is what Green Chef does. They make it so easy. You can start with Green Chef today. Go to greenchef.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Again, that's greenchef.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. You'll see why Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. You know what I am really in need of right now is that, like, you know how I love to clean out my closet.
Yes.
Here's the problem. My closet is no longer big enough for my needs. Like, mm-hmm. Specifically what I'm going to say is my shoes are a whole situation.
Mine are too.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with them. Like, I've kind of, like, Perry even said the other day, he was getting something out of Caroline's closet. And he was like, are these her shoes or your shoes? I was like, no, these are my shoes that I've now moved into her closet. Like, my off-season shoes, my boots and different stuff like that that I won't wear in the summer. But now my other shoes have expanded. I don't know when I got so many shoes. And I don't even have as many shoes as a lot of people have, is what I'm going to say. But... Imelda Marcos had far more shoes than what I have.
It's a very reasonable number.
Mm-hmm. It's a very reasonable number, but I don't have room for them. And I have like a little shoe rack, but they don't all fit. And then they're all on the floor. And then I wish I could do a closet. I would like to do a closet overhaul, but I almost feel like I wish I could fully move Perry out of our closet. Have him go somewhere else. You know, I don't know. We've got to figure something out. We've even talked about, like, we could expand our closet and probably go into Caroline's room a little bit. But then I'm like, does it make more sense just to put stuff in her closet? But then I have to walk across, you know, I have to walk all the way across our enormous house.
Yes. So, yes. You got to go through the kitchen and the dining room in order to do that. And
I don't know. I would like to have like a little system where I could have all my shoes on display and be able to see them, but there really isn't room for that in our closet. So it's just, it is what it is, but man, I wish there was a system for that.
Now, our friend Maggie at Gessmeyer told me at some point that she had gotten some cubes from Target that are, but it sounds like you don't even have room for cubes.
Yeah. Unless I just restructured everything. I mean, I could at this point, I think... Maybe, okay, I'm sitting here thinking. I'm thinking that I probably could move some stuff out of Caroline's bigger closet because at this point, I don't think she's ever going to come back home for any extended period of time.
Okay.
So maybe I just need to make that. But what I would really like is to have one of those closets with like an island in the middle and then the shoes and the bags and the whole thing. But that would require a different house. That would require.
I know. I will say if my closet does anything, it keeps me in check.
Well, that's true. It's fair.
Because there's just not that much room.
Mm-hmm.
And I, too, have pondered, could I, in fact, kick David out of this closet? Because we do have a smaller closet in the bedroom where most of his stuff is. But he has some of his, like, out-of-season stuff on the smaller side of our closet. And that would be helpful. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a thing. I've just noticed like when I'm doing something, like when I want to sweep or whatever, I'm like, I've got all these shoes all over the floor, you know, and I could try to keep them all paired up, but I just wish there was a way to organize them a little bit better. I don't know. Maybe I need to look into some sort of cube system.
Have I told you about Hazel in our closet?
No.
Okay.
What is happening?
I don't know. This happened for the first time maybe 6 months ago.
Okay.
David and I went to dinner one night, and we came home, and I went in the closet to take off my shoes, and I wondered for one moment if we had been robbed, because the bottom of my closet was absolutely ransacked, like stuff that had been in the laundry basket just strewn out everywhere, all my clear bags that I keep for football games in the back corner of the closet, were like pulled out. I was like, somebody came in here thinking they were going to find something valuable. But as it turns out, no, because, I mean, we were like, well, it had to have been Hazel. She must have had a senior moment or I don't know. But for some reason, Hazel had a little bit of an unhinged episode in the closet, we thought.
Interesting.
That was the only explanation, you know,
okay.
and we have an alarm and all that. I mean, nobody had come in the house.
Yeah.
So not long afterward, I think maybe it was when I was out of town, maybe somewhere with you.
Mm-hmm.
And David texted me and he said, Hazel came to my desk. He said she was panting like crazy.
Yeah.
And he said, and I thought, huh? And he said, I walked back to our closet and she had done the same thing again.
Hmm.
So a couple of weeks ago when I was, I think when I was in at the hotel here in Birmingham for the live show.
Yeah.
He texted me and he was like, Hazel came to my desk. She was panting like crazy. I went and she had done the same thing. She gets in my laundry basket.
Oh.
We don't know if she's mad because I've left.
You're gone? Yeah.
If she's trying to find like if she can get a piece of my clothing, if it's like a scent thing,
yeah.
Or if she thinks there is something back there, like one of her, like if she thinks that one of her bones or something is back there, because she will sometimes, if she thinks a bone has gone under a sofa, she'll just stand there and bark until you look for her.
Yeah.
And so we don't know if that's it, but in all these days where we've been back here, because I'm keeping her contained while we have workers here, there have been a couple of times where we've walked through the closet, go into our bedroom, and she pauses.
Oh.
And she kind of noses around those shoes that are down there and kind of noses around my laundry basket. And then it's like she remembers I'm there and she's like, oh, yeah, this is not the time.
Oh, that's
so we've really had to be careful about keeping the closet doors closed so that Hazel doesn't have like a destructive
episode.
Yeah, she hasn't hurt anything. She's not like chewing up shoes or ripping clothes apart. It's like she's burrowing in there. It's like she wants to get in the farthest back corner of that closet and hang out. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's very bizarre.
Uh-huh. Maybe this is her version of looking at a locket that has a picture of you.
I think maybe it is.
Uh-huh. It's her cry for help. She just needs her mom. She just wants her mom.
Well, she did a smaller version of it last week. I had gone to run errands and David said she came to his desk and she was panting really hard. And he was like, oh no, I didn't shut the door. But it was a very minimal, like just she'd only pulled like a few things out of the laundry basket. I think she must think there's a bone back there.
Yeah.
But there's nothing. I mean, I've pulled everything out. I've looked. There's nothing.
Huh.
So
maybe she needs something to go bury in the shag rug. She's looking for something.
Maybe so. Listen, she hadn't taken off enough of my toes.
Gah. Listen, so, the dogs are,
I'm telling you,
they're a whole situation. I would love to eventually think that I could have a dog that was less neurotic than Mabel, and really Piper too, for that matter. They're just so high strung.
I know. David said to Alex one night when I'd been running errands and I came home and she immediately, I sat down on the couch, she got up beside me and he looked at Alex and he said, I hope one day you too can have a dog who loves you the way that Hazel loves your mama.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but I blame COVID. We've always been a little codependent, but I mean, we went full on Grey Gardens during COVID.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just not necessarily any better. So maybe that's why she's rummaging through my things.
But. Maybe so. She just feels insecure. She just feels insecure and a little anxious about where you're going to be, what's happening, what her life is going to involve when you're out of her sight.
I guess so.
I don't
Something
know.
Else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites,
okay.
And we're going to kick it off with a kitchen item. You know, trying to figure out how to organize everything and where I wanted everything to go was not difficult, but I did realize with the drawers that I needed a little help.
Yes.
And I did not even know that this was a thing, but it is a thing. Mm-hmm. They're bamboo expandable kitchen drawer dividers, really any drawer divider. It's not exclusive to kitchen drawers.
Okay.
But you measure the depth of your drawers and then you get these dividers. And so, you know, like especially the middle drawer I have, I have a lot of apparatus. I don't know. Things to spread icing and things to basters and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you put it just in a big pile, it's overwhelming. But all those things are also too big to go in some sort of like organizer for forks and spoons.
Yeah.
So these dividers really help. So you can have the stuff for baking and then a little divider, and then you can have the stuff, you know, like your pizza stuff and ice cream scoops and all that kind of thing. However you want to do it is your business.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I think this is a really good way to handle a big drawer situation, especially if you're trying to make the most of your space.
I love that.
This next thing is a shirt that popped up in my Instagram a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, huh, shirt, you are cute. And you look like you would be something that I would enjoy wearing perhaps to the SEC baseball tournament or some other outdoor event. It's a J. Crew shirt. It's called a popover shirt. It's kind of a creamy gauze color.
Oh, and I love this shirt.
Well, and I was skeptical because, you know, a lot of times my experience has been when you get something that has this gauzy look, sometimes it's itchy.
Yeah.
And, but it can also be so sheer that it's not practical.
Mm-hmm.
And this is such a good, just practical, gauzy shirt. I love the cream color because it's so versatile. I would say it runs big. It's cut pretty generously, which is kind of how you like for these shirts to fit, I think.
Yeah.
But it's super lightweight. I think I will wear the fire out of it this summer. Mm-hmm. And I also ordered, they had shorts to go with it. And after I got the shirt, I was like, oh, I'm ordering the shorts. I'm going to make it a set because I just thought this is the kind of thing that I love to wear in the summertime where you can look kind of pulled together if you throw on a pair of sandals, but really what you have on are pajamas.
Yes.
So, at the end of the day.
I love the gauze set because it's like, it doesn't have to be ironed. It's wash and wear. It's easy. It's breezy. I love it.
Yeah. And I like this because it's short, shorter sleeve, although they come down probably, you know, close to your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And the shirt's longer in the back. So it will work with a variety of shorts or pants. I just really like it. And so it looks like it used to come in lots of colors. I think they're down to just a couple of colors now, but I think the reason for that is because it's super comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's real cute. I like it. Big fan. Big fan.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The next thing, also kitchen organization adjacent. We put everything that normally goes under my kitchen sink. And I was like, I got to have some way to make sense of this. But
yeah,
a lot of times, like the one that I had under my old sink in the kitchen was bulky. And you just don't want anything to interfere with your disposal and all the pipes and all that kind of stuff. So I found this under cabinet organizer on Amazon and I love it so much. I have ordered a second one for the other side. It goes right up against the wall of your cabinet underneath your sink. And then the little shelf on the bottom slides so you can pull it out, but you don't have to screw in anything. You don't have to use suction cups. Like there's no installation required, but it's a heavier metal. So it's sturdy on its own, which sometimes a trick with that kind of stuff. So I've got one on the left-hand side of my kitchen cabinet, and then I'm going to get another one for the right-hand side. And I put it together in approximately 15 seconds. It's as easy to assemble and place in your kitchen cabinets as anything I know of. So
love that.
Mm-hmm. And then my fourth favorite today is a pair of shorts. You know, it's short season. And as I always like to say, your legs look great. Wear your shorts.
Yes.
These are Daily Practice from Anthropologie. I picked these up. I think I was in the store when I saw these and I was like, oh, those are cute. I love the color. I love the cargo vibe, but they're just pull on. They have a drawstring. I think they run fairly generous size wise.
Okay.
If you get true to size, you're going to be really comfortable in these shorts. And I wore them, I think, 3 times last week. They're just a good everyday. It's a thick cotton. It's durable. Mm-hmm. you don't, sometimes with a cotton pair of shorts, I feel like you've got to worry about like lines and, you know, all that. These are thick enough.
Yes.
They have enough substance that they hang well. And, but they're super cool because they're
love
shorts.
That. Okay. So those are great.
Yeah. I love those. No, those and then my good. Last thing, this is something I just ran across for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And I thought this would be such a great graduation gift or so good for a freshman dorm room if you're trying to help somebody put together a dorm room. Mm-hmm. But it's a company called Oxford Pennant. Mm-hmm. I did not know about Oxford Pennant, but Oxford Pennant, they do what it says. They do pennants and signs and all kinds of fun sayings and whatnot. But I ordered Alex and Jackson for their room. I actually got them a pennant that says "Do right and fear no man." It's small, but you know, it's a good thing for guys. And so they also, I think I've linked to the flag for that. I bought a flag that I hung by our back door that just says something along the lines of "Be brave and be curious and be kind." And you know, it's all colorful and it looks kind of handcrafted. And I just think it's super special. And
These are one of those, so cute. Love these.
I know, they're really cute. And again, I found this stuff because of Instagram. It popped up. And so some of it is, I mean, like, listen, this is not sugar. This is not live, laugh, love. Like these are not sugar coated sayings in this particular collection. Mm-hmm. But man, would they ever appeal to a college kid in your life or, you know, even to your own grown self. So
yeah. Oh, I love these. I think this is great. What a great gift.
Yeah, I think they're a great gift. So and I think you could probably, if you just click around, you could find something for everybody. They also have stuff that is geared toward all 50 states. And I have such nostalgia for that kind of stuff because that was the coolest thing, I feel like, when I was growing up. You know, if you'd go over to somebody's house and they had a souvenir, like, from Idaho.
Yes.
You know, like, how well-traveled they must be. Mm-hmm. So, there's all kinds of fun stuff, including, Melanie, a big old God Bless Texas flag.
Oh, don't think I have it pulled up on my computer right now. Don't think that I have not already looked at it and I'm like, where is that going to go in my house? Like, already found it.
So it's fun. And, but I will also say the stuff is really well made. So having gotten a flag for our house and then a pennant for Alex and Jackson. And even when I showed it to Alex, he was like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's high praise. So, anyway.
That is high praise. Listen, that God Bless Texas may be on its way to me today.
So, and I love finding businesses like this, you know, and that are just doing really neat things and really creative things. And it's fun
super
to support
cute.
Them.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Well, those were great favorites.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
The next time, I'm sure it'll be another round of kitchen things, but it's just where I'm living right now.
Yeah,
you know,
listen, it is what it is. Hopefully mine will be some sort of shoe organizer that I found that is miraculous and you can make room where there is no room.
That's exactly right. That's what you need.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we will. We'll be back next week. So thanks for listening.
And we'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.